listening to you talk all day. I've heard all you have to say. You're going on and on. Spoken now, it's my turn. Won't you listen?
We did a show last March that was a series of music and stories for a sessions that Sue McLean and Associates does. And Yemi was invited to be a part of an a cappella group called Sing Hers. So we met during that performance, rehearsal and performance, and so fell in love with her songs, her style, her story, and tried ever since then to try to find a date, didn't we? We're like, hey, and just none of the dates kind of lined up. And finally, when I was putting together the 2024 shows, I sent her a series of dates, and she said she could do April 4th, and here we are.
Yemi Love is here too, and her career began in Nigeria, has continued in Minnesota, and you sing a lot about love. And your first hit in Nigeria, and you still sing the song, is Can You Love Me? Now, why did you write this song?
This song, I can say, was written about from personal experience. At the time, I wasn't having a lot of success in the dating world. Thankfully, I've since found the right man and I'm now married. But at the time, I was just frustrated with what I felt like the other women also shared, that they struggled with just communicating what we really needed and what we were looking for. And I just put all of that emotion and all of that thought to paper, and I wrote my first song.
Don't need stories and I don't need tales. You know what I want, I'll tell you right away. And I need someone to care. Tell me, will you be there when I need you?
Can you love
me?
Can you love me? I don't know. Can you trust
me? Can you trust me?
What it all comes down to is can you love me? Can you love
can you,
me?
Can you?
I don't
can
know.
You,
can you trust me? Can you trust yourself? I got lots to say to you. What it all comes down to is can you love me?
A bit of Can You Love Me by Yemi Love, who is part of the series of The Island of Discarded Women at Crooners on April the 4th. Most of your songs are about some part of love. Why did you choose that as your focus?
It took a while for me in the beginning. I didn't start out with that plan, but I just realized that that's all I was interested in writing about. I just realized that I was fascinated with love, all of its different expressions, all of the different facets of it. And every time I put pen to paper, that's the first thing I wanted to write about. And there's so much to explore. There's so many relationships that we don't think about, like friendship. That is, you know, an expression of love, true friendship, at least. Not just romantic love, but, you know, the love that, you know, for our parents as they age, love for our children when they're born. There's so much to explore.
Your song, Aura, sung in Nigerian, is about friendship. What do you like about the way the song came out?
At the time, I challenged myself to write a song in my language, which is Yoruba, and I had never done it before. And so I wanted to be able to express all of the emotion and do it completely in my language. That was my challenge to myself at the time. And I was very excited with, you know, what I ended up with, that I was able to express true love and appreciation for, you know, just the devotion that, you know, from a friend that I had at the time. And so many people said that, you know, the song resonated with them.
Oh,
singer-songwriter from Nigeria, and you were saying that the song which best represents your Minnesota experience is called My Heart.
So I've had other songs that I think are as definitive of my life here, but it's the very first one I recorded here, so it has like a special place in my heart. It's half in Yoruba and half in English, and it's a song that I wrote, again, from personal experience in this case, that I just wanted to share my heart. I really wanted to just write a straight up love song about my love and devotion for my husband. But again, something that a lot of people can relate to, just declaring, you know, heartfelt true love. And so my heart was born. It's my first Minnesota baby.
What's the lyric in the song that you like best?
It's the lyric right at the beginning. It goes, Boti wukori kuson tole yawa. And what it basically means is, come what may, nothing can come between us. So it goes right to the heart of it in the beginning.
Boti wukori kuson tole yawa, baby boy, won't boto. Ife le yele, ife tadale, oh my love, I want you to know. Tori Tonu Tese Dele Tara Tara. With everything I am, oh, oh baby, I love you so. Oh, now you
sings at the April 4th Island of Discarded Women show at Crooner's Supper Club in Fridley. There will also be conversation and storytelling, amplifying women's voices, and Sue Scott interviews Crooner's owner Mary T about Mary T's humanitarian work. Doors open at 6:30. The show begins at 7:30. For information, the web address is islandofdiscardedwomen.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.